Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right, we're talking about the stock market, and last week we saw it says the Dow break through the previous ceiling that was set in May of 2015.
Closing. Right, we hit a new high, 18,516. We hit that high on Friday.
And you say that's the second longest bull market in history.
Right.
What's a bull market?
So, but then I was going to explain that. That's the stock market going up. Bear market is stock market going down. We've been in a bull market for 7 years. 7 years. So that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. We don't usually see bull markets last this long. That gets people very nervous, saying, wow, these legs must be getting tired. This bull must get tired of running. But it has actually defied gravity, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's been so much worry and concern. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but the bull usually climbs a wall of worry. When people are worried, that's when the market actually finds ways to defy gravity.
So we should be worried?
No, I said when people are.
Oh.
Now, the one concern can be that this has gone on for so long, how long can it continue? But the signs out there have been actually very strong. First of all, one of the things, and I remember talking about this, after Brexit, the market had
right.
a major moment where, you know, we lost hundreds of points in just days. But the last 2 weeks, the uncertainty that was there that really scared the market, we've seen some of that uncertainty go away. The UK, United Kingdom, has a new leader. After the Brexit vote, where they voted to leave the European Union, they've announced that the Bank of England has announced that they're going to put more money out into the system to try to prevent a recession. So there are some things that have happened in England that have actually ended some of the uncertainty that exists there, even though this issue of Brexit is still out there and it's real. Then in America, we have this jobs report that was astounding in June, where 287,000 new jobs were created. And then we've had earnings come out for companies in the last week or two, and those earnings have suggested that America continues to be in okay shape. So together, the Brexit calming down, June jobs in America being good, early earnings looking okay, has the market regaining some of the confidence that we saw it lost after the Brexit vote.
It's too good to be true? Or you,
well, that's a great point. You know, so what do you do in this kind of market?
Yeah.
7 years, it's gone on for a long time. That's the right question. Is it too good to be true? I think the fundamentals remain very, very strong. But I will tell you, bear markets, when markets go down, follow bull markets, these periods where it goes up. And so we want to make sure that we stay focused on the long term, that you're not reacting to short-term noise. I say that time and time again. That's never a good idea. We use these dislocations in the market when the market goes a little, you know, has a hard time. We use that as an opportunity to buy. We use really, really strong periods like we've seen lately as an opportunity to take profit. So you want to try to be as contrarian as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Markets don't go up forever. That is true. But we stay focused on the long term. Try not to be knee-jerk in your reaction.
Now, that's
Make
what
sure
Sybil
you're
does.
Well-diversified.
No, I'm not knee-jerk. I'm in.
You long-term.
Yeah, I'm long-term.
So over the long term, how you doing?
I'm doing okay right now. But I took a big hit, you know, when everybody else did. And
have you recovered from that hit?
I have recovered, but I'm very cautious because I'm at an age where I can't afford to go through another bear market. And I'm just thinking, do I take out a little bit and just put it away and put it in a no interest savings account?
Yes.
Or do I?
I'm just a DJ. I'm not a financial advisor. But that's what I would do.
So here's what I would say, Sybil. I think, you know, the likelihood of you going through another bear market does exist. The issue is that it won't be like the financial crisis. That's
mm-hmm.
highly unlikely, highly. So if you need the money in the next 3 years and you're thinking that's when you're going to be retiring, I would tell you to start making sure that you are diversifying away from stocks.
Right.
If you need to be, if you don't see yourself needing this money where you're literally not going to be taking it out for 10 years, that's a different position that you would take. You'd be riding through the ups and downs. That's just a simple example. Right. Obviously, each person's risk tolerance and each person's time horizon is different. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving a generic example just for you know, the purposes of trying to illustrate what you might do.
Sure.
But this is not a situation where the bear market in and of itself should give you pause. There will be a bear market at some point. That's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
There will be a recession at some point. That's just what happens in our economy at some point. But it doesn't mean it wipes you out, especially if you're diversified.
Can you talk next time about what we might expect, especially during this election year and with these two candidates?
Yeah, I absolutely can do that. There's also lots of data on how the market does with Republicans versus Democrats. There's a lot there, so I'd be happy to talk about it.
All right. More about this on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Melody Hobson, Money Mondays.